Hi, Brianna. It's Nadine,
Hi.
The Vocal Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. So it's time for your client interview.
Okay.
And you're lucky enough to have Albert. He's one of my most favorite reps. And he's basically going to be, yeah, I mean, they all are, but, you know. So he's actually going to be going, you know, over the notes with you. He's going to provide you excellent service, answer any questions that you have. And before I bring him on the line with us, did you have any additional questions for me?
Not that I know of. Have you any? Thank
you. I'm sorry?
I was talking to my daughter. She was trying to climb up on my lap.
I hear the little one.
I don't think so. I know I still haven't got all of the pictures yet. Thomas literally just walked in the door, so I was going to get the van and all that.
Yeah, that's okay. As soon as you can send those over, yeah, no worries. Albert, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, I have Brianna here for you, and I think her husband Thomas just walked in the door. So, Brianna, you are in great hands. All right. I hope you guys both have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy Easter. Bye.
You too.
Hello. Let's go ahead and continue. Let me just first ask you your security question. What is the city you were born in?
DeLand.
Thank you. And I see you already signed the terms and conditions.
Yes.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and review the information we have on file just to make sure everything's accurate. I have the company name as Acme AC and Generator Company LLC.
Correct.
The letters A and C after Acme are both capitals, right?
No, just the A.
Oh, okay. I thought that was okay. I'll leave it at A, capital A, lowercase C.
Right.
And the home address I have here is 1702 Edgewater Drive in Edgewater, Florida, 32132?
Correct.
Perfect. Is there a unit number or suite number associated to that address?
No.
Perfect. And is this a house or an office location?
It's a house.
Thank you. And I have the email address as acmegeneratorco@gmail.com?
Correct.
Thank you. The phone number for this business is 386-314-7039?
Correct.
Perfect. I'm not sure if Nadine explained, but we also offer another service where we can generate another local area phone number for your company. There's no additional charge, and when people call that number, the calls are still routed to the existing number you just confirmed. You will also be able to see the call history on the client dashboard and filter out calls or block calls on there as well.
Right. I didn't want to do that because how on the van and the business card and stuff, like, you know, I didn't want them to be calling a different number and then...
I see. I understand. It's no problem. If later on you do want to do that, we can always add this later on.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, does your business already have a business website?
Just a Facebook site.
Oh, okay. We'll go ahead and create a website for you. Now, the name is a little bit long. Let me just see... Usually we recommend that the name be a little bit shorter. That way it's easier for your clients to find. Can I remove the LLC from it just to make it a little bit shorter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can leave it as Acme AC and Generator Company.com, or it could be made even shorter if you want.
Could it be CO? Like co?
Okay. Let me see. One second. Okay, if I change it a little bit, I could put it as acme-acgeneratorcompany.co.
Okay, it can't just be like acmeacandgeneratorco.com.
Oh, okay. Acme, let me see. Acme, AC, and generator company. Let me see. Correct. Would you like me to remove the dash after acne? Because it becomes a little bit difficult to hear, to read with when it's all placed together.
Okay. I mean, we don't have a dash in it. It's just acne, space, AC, and generator co.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text message. That way you can see how I see the name to see if it seems okay to you. Let me know if you get this text message. Did you get the text message? Hello?
Yeah. Acme AC and Generator Company dot, would it be dot com?
It's dot co.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so that name is okay. I'll go ahead and set it up as that. Just so you're aware, if one day you choose to discontinue service with us, you'll have the opportunity to purchase the domain name at a one-time fee of $99.
Okay.
Perfect. Now let's go ahead and discuss the keywords, which are what your clients are going to type online to find your business. I see he's like a HVAC business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to read a list of related keywords, and you let me know if you want me to add or remove anything. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll begin. I have HVAC contractor, then HVAC systems, HVAC services, HVAC maintenance, HVAC repair, central air conditioner installation, central air conditioner repair.
Okay.
I actually have more as part of the list. Would you like me to continue or do you want me to change anything here?
Oh,
okay.
Good. You want that one still? Okay. Yeah, keep going.
Okay. After that was air conditioning units installation, then air conditioning units repair, then AC installation, heat pump installation, heating system installation, ventilation services, water heater installation, water heater.
No water heater, no ventilation.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll remove the ventilation and water heater. What else would you want me to remove?
Everything else was fine, just those two so far.
Oh, okay. And then after that was AC repair and then heating contractor, and that's the whole list.
That's good.
That's good.
Okay, perfect. We're also going to send you the list to your email. That way you can review that, and if later on you want to add or remove anything, you can do so by replying directly to that email.
Okay.
Perfect. The next part is just a couple of quick questions to see how we're going to market your business online. Is there anything your clients have told you they like about your business? Maybe it's how quick you respond to their questions, or maybe you offer free estimates, or the prices you offer. Anything at all you've been told?
All the above. We do free estimates.
Free estimates, okay. Great prices. Quick response, I believe you said, is one of them.
Yes.
Knowledgeable?
Mentioned. Yeah. Huh?
I'm sorry, was there another one? I added knowledgeable. I'm not sure if you mentioned another
knowledgeable. They just said he's an overall great guy to have work for you, and he's knowledgeable.
Oh, okay.
He answers all the questions.
Friendly service, perfect. And
here we go.
And let's see. I assume he does good quality work as well, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Work, got it. All right. Now let's go ahead and set up your mission statement, which is just a one-sentence statement with the intention of the company. I'm going to read off some options to you, and you let me know which one you like.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I got one pass.
Perfect. The first option is at Acme AC and Generator Company LLC. Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Option two is at Acme AC and Generator Company LLC. Our mission is to focus on our Our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. Okay. The next option, which is option three, is at Acme AC and Generator Company LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the fourth option, which is the last option, is at Acme AC and Generator Company LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
Number four, yeah.
Ah, perfect. By the way, does this company have a slogan? A lot of people place this like on business cards, kind of how Nike uses Just Do It, or even on a sticker on the side of a vehicle.
We haven't really done that.
Ah, okay, it's no problem. If later on you do one up, let us know and we can update that right away.
Okay.
Perfect. And what year did your husband start this business?
2020.
Perfect. And how many people... Ah, perfect. And how many people work in his business?
Just me and you.
Mainly just two.
Ah, perfect. And is your focus mostly residential work or commercial work or both?
I told him residential.
We do both.
Ah, perfect. I'll place both. And what are your hours of operation?
8 to 5. 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Ah, perfect. Monday through Friday. And what forms of payment do you accept?
There was cash, check, card, Zelle, Venmo. And
okay.
I don't think you have Cash App, right? PayPal?
PayPal.
Basically everything but Cash App, I think.
Okay.
And no Apple Pay.
I have cash, check, debit cards or credit cards, Zelle, Venmo, and PayPal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ah, perfect. Now I see the business is registered. Is it also licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you happen to remember his HVAC contractor's license number?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, go ahead.
DAC 182-1431.
I'm going to repeat that just to make sure I have the letter B as in Boston.
No, A as B as in cat.
Oh, okay. So it's C as in cat, A as in apple, and then C as in cat again?
Correct.
And then I have 182-1431?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, I see you're in the city of Edgewater, Florida. Do you want us to promote the business in a radius of 20 miles, 30, 40? It could be way more than that. It really depends on how far you want to go for the work you're offered.
40 miles.
Ah, perfect. 40 miles. Got it. And let me just see, does this business already have a Google Business profile?
No.
Ah, okay. So you never attempted to create one, right?
No.
Ah, okay. No problem. We're going to go ahead and create one for you. To do this, we sent you an email already. You should have already gotten it, which is titled, Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. In there, you're going to find a list of things that you can send to us, like the tools and equipment, work vehicle and the license plate, registration, insurance.
That's what I was just telling Nadine on the phone, that I'm still getting the pictures that she needs.
Ah, perfect.
Like the business card, the business registration, invoices, and...
Perfect. Okay, as soon as you can, please send it by replying directly to that email, or you can fill out the form that's has a link inside of that email.
Okay.
Now, it's going to be Google that determines the verification method. It could either be a phone call, a text message, an email, a video call, or they may even ask you to film a short video, as short as 30 seconds, showing the things that are listed in that email in one continuous run. If one way doesn't work, then we set up an appointment with Google so you can talk to one of the reps. And usually, once you do that, that finishes that process.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, Google Business Profile also offers a free service called Google Business Profile Messaging. This allows your clients to send you messages directly through the profile we're going to create, which is going to be linked to your email. Do you want us to set that up for you? Hello?
I don't know. So it'll come to us like an email?
Yes, it's linked to your email, so you'll be able to get notices directly through there.
What do you think? Yeah?
Yeah. Perfect. Well, set that up. It'll be linked to the email that's on this account, which is the acnegeneratorco@gmail.com.
Correct.
Perfect. Now, does your business have a Yelp page?
No.
Oh, okay, it's no problem. We just wanted to know in case you do. We can offer to manage that for you, but it's not a requirement. Let's see. And does your business have a Facebook business page?
Yeah.
Okay, let me search here. I think I found it. Let me see if I have the right one. It has like a picture of a tow trailer with a bunch of air AC units on top of it.
Is that it? No.
Yes, the tow trailer with four AC units, yeah. They're gray.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and yeah. It has like a logo of like a the of a guy next to it.
Right,
Ben? Correct?
Yeah.
It has a logo of a guy with a red hat.
Yep.
Ah, okay, perfect. We're going to send you an email, and inside of that email there's going to be a link. That link is so you can grant us access so we can run the ads. It's a very simple process. First, it'll ask you to continue as the person that is linked to that business account, the personal Facebook account that's linked to it. Then on the next menu, it's going to ask you which page do you want us to manage. That's where you select the business page. And then on the next menu, all you do is just click confirm access. And that's it.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send that out to you in case you can do that at this moment. If not, our representative from our Facebook department will follow up with you later in case you haven't added us yet.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, when people click on your Facebook ads, they can contact you in one of three ways. Let me know which one is your preferred method. First option is a phone call. Second option is a Facebook message. And the last option is that your clients fill out a very short Facebook form, which gathers your client's contact details, and that information is sent to your email and also to your phone in a text message. Which one do you prefer?
For the Facebook, do you want them to be able to contact us through Messenger? You said text message or email?
Well, the Facebook form generates a lead, and that contact information is sent to both your email and to your phone in a text message, or it could be just a regular phone call or a Facebook message.
Can we do all of them?
Well, your contact information is going to be available for your clients to do all three methods, but we just set it up in one as your preferred option. But your contact information will be available.
We have to pick a preferred method.
And which one is that?
Whatever way we prefer to be contacted.
Text message.
That'd be text message and phone call.
Okay, I'll set it up as that, so you can get a text message notification with your the contact details of your clients. Let's see. Perfect. Now, if we need to call you here from Local Splash from Monday through Friday, what is the best time we can call you?
I'm available anytime.
Ah, anytime. Perfect. I do see we have two phone numbers. Let me just see if it's already been updated here in the system. One second. Yep, I have the number I'm calling you on now, which ends with 0007, and the other number, which is the 386-314-7039 number.
Correct.
Perfect. But the main number that people contact you on is the one that ends with 7039, right?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Thank you. And, okay, I'm going to go ahead and explain the emails you're going to receive. The first one is going to be the one I mentioned at the beginning with the list of keywords. If you want to make changes, you can do so by replying directly to that email. Okay. After that, the next email you're going to get is going to be the photos email. That's where you can send pictures of your work. That email also has recommendations regarding the picture quality. That way we can get the best pictures for your ads or profile. And you can send up to 20 at a time and include your logo along with those pictures. In the meantime, while you're working on that, we're going to use high-quality stock photos related to your industry. If you see a picture that we use that you don't like, let us know, and we can change that image right away.
Okay.
Perfect. Also, the pictures that we use are copyright protected. If anyone tries to contact you about copyright issues, please let us know before you reply to that person.
Okay.
Perfect. The next email after that is going to be the login credentials for the client dashboard. That's where you're going to be able to see your company's online performance, like the views you get, the clicks you get, the words people use to find your business. You can also edit the words associated to the services you provide. You'll be able to see the leads for the people who are trying to hire you. Also manage your reviews, make posts, upload pictures, and you can edit the website from there as well.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, as far as the time frame here, within the first 7 to 14 days, we publish the business information and content we created to the directories. Along the way, you're also going to be getting notifications letting you know which things have been completed. For example, they'll let you know the Facebooks are running now. Facebook ads are running, or the Google Business Profile is now visible to your clients, things along that nature. And we're also going to optimize your Google Business Profile once we're done creating it. That's what the email I mentioned earlier was for, the one that said action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You should see maximum results within the first 30 days, at most 45. During that time, you're going to have access to the dashboard so you can view the leads or listings or create your own content.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, before we finish the appointment today, I'd like to set up a follow-up appointment 3 weeks from now just to review the progress of the campaign. That falls on Thursday, April 18. Can we call you that day at the same time I called you today?
That's fine.
Ah, okay. Perfect. We're also going to send you a reminder through Google Calendar before we call you that day.
Okay, and you said that Thursday, April 18th?
Correct, at the same time I called you today.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, this actually concludes the interview. Thank you for your patience. Do you have any questions for me?
I do not.
Ah, perfect. We're going to send you our contact information to your email. We're available 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And if you need to contact us, you can text, email, set up appointments, or do a live chat. And please make sure to remember to review your emails and text messages because we are going to follow up with you regularly.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, thank you again for taking the call. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.